Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number One Canada is launching an initiative to build large-scale AI supercomputing capacity. Whatever for? So they can spy on Canadians, no doubt. Government says they start to collapse, create a surveillance state, so they can control people. They'll probably start using algorithms to manipulate not only how we think, but also what we buy and what we do. We're getting closer to that point where the only escape from the internet will be to leave it and spend most of our time in the real world. Moving on, here's the difference in schools in Norway in 1970 versus 2025. And Toronto's no better. The politicians responsible for this should be taken out back in Old Yellert for treason. This isn't enrichment, it's replacement. Eventually, Norway will become a failed state. This situation can be seen in every single Western country. I've decided there's no point in fighting it anymore. I just leave for one area that hasn't experienced enrichment yet. Once enrichment shows up there, I leave again. Number 3, this Indian man fooled Americans by creating an AI influencer to earn millions for his edumacation. Normally I hate Indian scammers, but in this case at least the money is going to a good use, and it's not going towards a woman who would just spend the money to boost her lifestyle spending. Plus the money is coming from dumb boomers, and many of them have money to burn. People say that it's mega morons falling for this sort of thing, when in the studies, liberals spend way more money on only fools and other platforms. Moving on, Andie MacDowell says that she's tired of being young, and that being an old person trying to be young is too much effort. Yet she still looks like she's trying to look young here with that outfit and long hair. It's called hypocrisy. At least she didn't Madonna her face with fillers and get a massive boob job. Trying to look young when you're older is a full-time job. 90% of looking younger is just staying thin and out of the sun. Number 5, here's the difference in standard aptitudes test results for those homeschooled versus those in the school system. That's because teachers are the dumbest college grads, those who can't do teach. And based on this, they teach too poorly. I think the more time you spend learning instead of socializing, it boosts your academic tests. However, I'd be interested in learning how well some homeschool kids fit into broader society because many don't receive the same level of socialization. Up next, here's the latest class of Canadian soldiers, and they're being tested to see if they can walk 2 kilometers with rubber rifles. After all, why would you give all those DEI hires deadly weapons? What could possibly go wrong in this case? Canada's not a serious country. And for those of you saying this is fake, it's actually real because the army posted it. This pretty much sums up the state of Canada's military. Number 7, people want to see new movies with original stories and not remakes. But this pisses off film studios for some reason. Of course it does, because it requires hiring intelligent white male writers for their projects. The future is AI, and the Chronicles of Bone AI series on YouTube has been nailing it by reimagining old characters in new ways. Film and TV studios will be more pissed off when their audience disappears and migrates over to AI content producers. Moving on, Europe is forcing all phone companies to include replacement lifelong batteries in their phones by 2027. And Jason says that meanwhile in the United States, they'll start a subscription fee. Fee for what? We already pay a subscription fee for our network carriers. Speaking of subscriptions, you don't need a TV license to watch on-demand videos or clips on YouTube. However, you do need a TV license if you watched live TV programs on YouTube, such as live news broadcasts from Sky News or live sporting events. Talk about insanity. Number 9, not the homeboys too. Apparently even black cougars want young cubs. Maybe older women dating younger men is all about being with the son they never had. I'm seeing these posts all over the place recently. They must be some kind of psyop, unless you're in Canada, where I photographed quite a few younger men, older women weddings before. We need to start calling women like this out as PDF files, and that this guy is practically a boy. Like that'll ever happen. Up next, this opinion piece says that the Japanese people are white and Caucasian. Looks like the left wants to give them white privilege or something. They say they originated in present-day Europe, and proof is there because they come from the Caucasian mountains. Maybe a certain Austrian painter was onto something when he gave them white privilege as well. And many of them seem to play along with it too. Try dressing up like that in the West these days and see what happens. Very bad things. Number 11, it's getting desperate out there as a Florida mom is booted from a school's parking lot because she was there promoting her Lonely Fools page. And she's going to claim that she's the victim when her kid is bullied one day because his mom is a 304. Is there a picture of the car, because I'm asking for a friend? Women's rights have come a long way, baby. from getting the vote 100 years ago to having the right to sell pictures of your poop shoe today. Moving on, this fake South African astronaut was arrested trying to scam people saying that he could sell them genuine moon rocks. South Africans can't even build modern buildings, let alone moon rockets. White people's science fiction is interstellar space travel, while black people's science fiction is building a modern Western European civilization. Hence Wakanda. This looks like one giant leap for con artists everywhere. Number 13, maybe the mainstream finally gets it, realizing the young angry leftist women are destroying America and Britain. Actually, it's all women because they're unhappy, distrust men, hate their country, and believe that motherhood is optional. Parenthood should be optional, though. But in the future, technology is going to have to be used to reproduce because most people will choose to remain single and marry and childless. Childless women will find men when we have motherless children born in pods. Up next, California passes a law reducing penalties for PDF files raping younglings, so long as those younglings were willing in the act. So what if they lowered the age of consent to birth or something? Willing children is the most insane thing I've heard of in ages, and I can't believe that this actually became law. Minors can't consent because they don't understand what they're doing. The leftoids won't stop until every taboo has been legalized and encouraged. Number 15, this mother and son were ended in a pileup near Montreal, while the truck driver is playing a cell phone game. Why can't the article just say they were killed by a Punjabi truck driver? Driving on the freeways in Canada is so dangerous that whenever I get near a truck, I try and pass it as quickly as possible, and drive in a pocket of traffic where there are no G-truckers. Many of them buy their licenses because all they're qualified to drive is a rickshaw. Moving on, and speaking of Jeets, check out the new snazzy uniform of the Bangladeshi Forest Department. I don't think they can decide if they're snakes or tigers. Maybe the idea is to peer in those colors and patterns so that the predators don't eat them or something. Besides trains, the number one predator is tigers, of course. Here's what snakes and tigers look like staring at that uniform. How about adding some snake heads to this and then they would really be onto something? Number 17, is it true that literacy rates have fallen because of technology? How about blaming it on low IQ Somalians that are flooding the West? No one wants to mention that the IQ in white countries is falling because of immigration. The left thinks that humans are interchangeable given the same education and opportunities. The demographic changes aren't responsible for the decline of intelligence in the West. I'm so tired of this insanity. Up next, the FTC banned Rite Aid from using facial recognition for 5 years because it flagged down women and people of color as shoplifters. Now they'll just hire somebody at the door to check everyone's receipts. In Florida, when I went to Walmart as a white man, they never checked my receipts. But blacks and Latinos had theirs checked meticulously. Is that racism, or are they just assuming that white males don't steal stuff? I feel so insulted. I mean, I can shoplift like everyone else now, can't I? Number 19, hoflation has gotten so out of hand that this grotesquerella has 22 different men to choose from. At least she's thin and she could always get some braces. Actually, I think that's just her Instagram, because if she was on dating apps, there would literally be thousands of men matching up with her. When women and men have too much opportunity and optionality, they treat each other disposably and ghost each other much more. Back when it was hard to find a lover, people stuck around. Moving on, careful out there, guys, if you're going to date women in their mid-30s. The baby rabies is wild out there. Guyana here is using travel mode to expand the pool of men she has access to, and her goal for the year is to get married and start a family, and have a little homestead. But what about what the man wants? No mention of that. Or what she's going to offer the guy. She's been riding the carousel for 20 years and now wants to settle down, and is looking for a rich simp. Number 21, meanwhile in Canada, this trans HIV-positive male breastfeeds an infant with the help of Canadian medical clinics. Who the hell would let their kids near this? They always seem to go after the most innocent kids, and it looks like they're recruiting younger and younger these days. Canada's become like California on steroids. I'm not at all surprised by this, but I'm quite disgusted by it. Up next, you know Catholics are going in the wrong direction when the Pope has now given Muslims a prayer room in the Vatican Library. This nun wonders why he would allow the Satan into the Vatican libraries. Probably just to test the place to see what it's like when they eventually take it over and burn all the books. Most people don't know this, but the walls around the Vatican were put there in the 9th century after a Muslim raider sacked St. Peter's Basilica. Number 23, this guy says that if diversity means he needs someone to unlock the deodorant, then he doesn't want it. Most people are so badly sedated by social media, sports, and snacks that they won't actually fight against what's happening to them in the West. It's every man for himself at this point, and the only individual solution I see is to move to places that have little to no diversity. Then when diversity arrives, you leave and go someplace else. Moving on, hey guys, if you have an AI girlfriend, the experts say that it could actually make you unemployable. Looks like they're desperate to get men back to the plantation. Plus, what are they doing? Deep diving into the social media feeds to see if you've got a girlfriend. I should use AI to put fake girls around me on dating app pictures to see if it adds social proof and makes women even more interested. Also, if you're scared about AI girlfriends, then just wait until sex bots show up. Number 25 and the last one, this doesn't bode well for the organic survival of our species. As women like this literally see hundreds of gorgeous girls each day but only see one cute guy per week. Women need to lower their expectations, but they won't. They only raise them. Maybe she's really into women and this is her way of admitting it or something. This is one of the gorgeous divas that she's talking about. LOL. So that's it for another memes of the week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.